So let's pray. Lord, we're thankful that we can be together this afternoon. You've given us a great day, and Lord, some people have decided that they would rather go for a bike ride or for a swim, but we thank you that we can study the Bible.
你赐给我们这么美好的、美丽的一天，但是呢，有些人呢，他们利用这个去骑自行车，或者说是游泳。我们感谢您呢，我们这些人可以聚在一起学习圣经。And
so for your promise to be with us, for sending the Holy Spirit, for writing the Bible, we give thanks.
所以呢，您的应许和我们同在，并且呢，差遣您的圣灵呢，就是写下圣经，我们献上感恩。
Help us in our understanding again today, we pray.
所以帮助我们今天去理解我们祷告。
And may we listen and obey.
愿我们听并且顺服。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, some of you were here earlier in the morning when Joe asked a question.
所以你们上午有些人在这里，当阿哲问这个问题的时候
，Joe, can you remember the question?
Yeah.
阿哲，你记得你的问题吗
？Yeah.
Why don't you tell us the question in Chinese, and then Roy will translate, and then we'll try to get an answer.
因为你再把你的问题重复一遍，我会翻译给他听，然后再试着回答你的问题。<笑>
我说那个，刚刚还有说的时候说，坏事是想出来的。 思考内心，就是从内心里面想出来的，然后尽量不去想这个坏事，或者说远离这个想象的这个坏事。然后我觉得坏事不是想出来的，而是从心里面跑出来的，从心里面突然间就蹦出来的。然后通过思考内心良心的声音之后，会告诉你不应该去想这个事情，不应该去做这个事情，然后慢慢的远离这个事情。然后我说从观察我的小孩。 我的最小的那个孩子一岁两岁的时候就开始干坏事儿，那他是从哪里想出来的？我觉得，所以我觉得他不是想出来的，从内心里面，就是从原生的这个人性里面，恶的人性里面出来的。好，说完了。
So, you said this morning, Howard, when he preached on the Gospel of Mark. He said that when you thought some bad things, you do some bad things. Joe said he didn't think so because he thought the bad things come out from your heart. And when you come out from your heart, you do some bad things, then you thought about it. Thought about that, and your conscience will make you feel guilty, and then you will not do that bad things. So he said he's a little boy, a younger boy. Normally he will do some bad things, but he didn't know how to think. So this is because this is the talk about the sin nature. So that his conclusion is when you do some bad things, it's not because you think out some bad things, bad things come out of your heart.
Very good. Well, I'm going to be bold enough to say that I think both of us are right.
所以呢，他可以大胆地说我们两个人都是对的。
James chapter 1. Verse 14.
雅各书第一章的第14节。 大家可以翻到雅各书第一章第14节。
And I'm going to read 14 and 15 and then just briefly discuss it.
他会读第14节、第15节，然后再来简单的讨论一下。
Verse 14 says, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and is enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
第十四节说，当个人被试探，是被自己的私欲牵引引诱的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
So verse 14 says that when we are tempted, we are drawn away by our own desires and enticed.
第十四节说呢，当我们受试探的时候呢，我们是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
So that is true from those of us who are older.
这对我们那些年龄大一点的人说是。
We see a temptation and our desires, well up in us and we can be enticed and then sin.
因为我们受到了试探，然后我们自己的私欲呢就牵引我们，牵引我们呢，然后我们就受到了诱惑，就去犯了罪。
And we usually do that by thinking about it.
所以这样的通常呢，我们是因为思考了才会去做的。
But there are times when you do something you shouldn't do, even if you didn't think about it, you just do it.
因为也有那个时候，就是说呢，你去做一些事情，你甚至想都不想就做了。
And I guess I'll use the illustration of being in traffic.
所以呢，我就是说用一个例子，就是在交通方面。
And somebody does something wrong in traffic.
所以呢，在那个交通过程中，有些人犯了错。
And they pull out in front of you.
他们呢，就是直接的开到你前面去了。
And you slam on your brakes.
然后呢，就是你就马上就急踩刹车。
And maybe you say something you shouldn't say.
可能这个时候你会说一些你不该说的话。
Or you do something you shouldn't do.
或者是干一些你不该做的事。
And you might not even think much about it, you just might do it.
所以呢，你甚至可能就想都没想就去做了。
Now, there's a lot more serious things than just misbehaving in traffic.
所以呢，还有很多非常严重的事情呢，比这个就是说只是在交通过程中出现的。
So, I think Joe is right when he says, you don't always think about it, you often just do it.
所以呢，我认为这个方面呢，阿周是对的，他有时候呢，你就连想都不想就去做了。
Now, a little child doesn't always think about it.
一个小孩子他不会思考。
But he often does bad things.
他们通常会干坏事。
So, verse 14, he is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires. Even a little child has his own desires. I want that toy.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他受试探了，然后被自己的私欲牵引了。就算一个小孩呢，他也有私欲，他说我要这个玩具。
All right. So, what's the procedure? It starts to be tempted. Our own desires, we want it. And we reach out and do it because we're enticed. And then sin follows.
那么这个过程什么样的呢？我们先受试探，试探然后被自己私欲牵引，牵引又受了诱惑，然后就犯罪。
So usually now, the big sins of our life are much more serious, and we see a wrong, we're tempted, and then we think about it, and then we do something.And then death follows.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是在我们人生中呢，很多事情呢，甚至比这个严重的多。因为我们甚至受了诱惑以后，我们就去想这件事情，想这件事呢，然后呢，我们就真的去做了，做了，然后死就跟着来了。
But sometimes it goes far faster, and we don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. We just do it.
所以呢，有时候时间呢，它可能更快一点，我们甚至都没有想就做了。
All right, so Joe, does that basically reconcile your position and mine?
所以呢，就阿周，这个是不是让你的那个观点和他的观点和好了呢？ Yeah.
Okay. So you're happy and we're happy. We're all happy.
现在你高兴，我们也都高兴，大家都高兴了。
All right, 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
And the issue is false teachers.
所以这个问题是假教师。
I am very concerned. I'm very distressed because there are many false teachers in the world today.
我非常的担心，我也非常的有这样的就是压力，就是在世界上有很多的假教师。
And it is hard to it's hard to know how to protect ourselves, let alone the others, from being from suffering, from having trouble because of false teachers.
现在就是对我们来说很难保护我们自己，让我们不要去受那些假教师的害。
When you go to school, you learn a lot of good things from your teachers.
当你去上学的时候呢，你从你的老师那里学到了很多的好东西。
But you learn a lot of bad things from your teachers too.
但同样呢，你也从你的那个老师那里学到很多坏的事情。
When I was in grade 1 at school,
当我上一年级的时候,
my teacher used to talk about Mother Nature.
所以呢，我的老师通常呢会谈到大自然母亲。
And she said, Mother Nature did this, and Mother Nature did that.
当我那大自然母亲做了这，做了那。
I said, what's wrong with that woman? There's no such thing as Mother Nature.
我说这个女人有什么毛病吗？根本就没有大自然母亲这回事儿。It's
not Mother Nature. He's God, and he's my father. He's not Mother Nature. Where'd they get that?
所以并不说大自然母亲，那是我们的神，神是我的父。那么说他从哪里找到这样的一些想法的了？
So I discussed that with my mother and my father.
所以我和我的父母讨论一下这个问题。
And they told me that there were many things that I would learn in school that aren't what the Bible says, and I'd better know the Bible so that I would know when they were wrong.
所以这个里面呢，他说呢，就是说是你在学校，他父母告诉他在学校你会学到很多的东西，那些东西呢并不是圣经所说的，所以你必须好好学圣经，然后你知道他们说的是错的。
Now today, there's great deception everywhere.
因为现在呢，在各到处都有那些诱惑。
So how do you know when you see something or read something? How do you know if it's the truth or with its or whether it's artificial intelligence?
所以现在呢，就是说是如果你读一些什么东西呢，或者你听到一些什么东西，你怎么知道它是真的呢，还是人工智能做的呢？
Artificial intelligence is almost impossible to prove.
所以呢，现在呢，你很难证明这个是人工智能做的。
And it's going to get worse.
所以呢，会越来越糟。
Even the Bible says artificial intelligence is going to get worse.
就算圣经说呢，这个人工智能呢会变得越来越坏。
Remember, the Antichrist is going to build an image that he will say is like God.
所以你们大家记得，就是那个敌基督呢，他也会建一座雕像，就像神一样的。And
that image, we would call it an idol. He is going to give that idol the ability to talk.
所以那样一个雕像呢，我们把它称之为偶像，它可以呢让那个偶像有能力说话。And
the image, the idol, will be able to do all kinds of bad things.
那个偶像的那个雕像可以做很多的坏事。
So we live in the age of truth and in the age of much, most that is not truth.
所以呢，我们生活在这样一个年代，它有真理，还有很多很多的东西，它们不是真理。
How are we going to handle that?
我们怎么来应对这个呢？
So let's read 2 Peter chapter 2.
好，我们一起来读那个彼得后书第二章。
There were also false prophets among the people, as there will be false teachers among you, and they will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction.
彼得后书第二章第一节说，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也有假教师，他们暗中引入毁灭人的异端，甚至否认买他们的主，自起速速的灭亡。
So there always have been false prophets.
所以呢，总是有那些假先知。
And in the days of Jeremiah, in the days of Jehoshaphat, we read of stories where the false prophets were very powerful.
因为在耶利米的那个时代，还有在约哈士法特的那个年代呢，我们知道这些假先知呢非常的有力量。
And they're not just there, there are false teachers of many kinds in our days.
所以呢，并不是他们只有假先知在那里，在我们的当今呢，有很多的假教师。
And they will bring in what are called here destructive heresies.
所以这里呢，他们会引入的是，这里称之为毁灭人的异端。
The word heresies implies division.
所以这个异端呢，它就是被称之为那个分裂。
And false teachers usually go into a situation and divide it.And some people on this side, and some people on that side.
所以呢，假教师呢，通常呢，走到一个方向呢，引起分裂，一部分人在这边，一部分人在那一边。
You will find that even in churches.
就会发现那个，甚至在教会里都会有。
And you must be very, very careful.
你必须非常非常的小心。
1 Corinthians 11 teaches us that there will be divisions in order, that the true will be separated from those who are not true.
这个里面的哥林多前书告诉我们，就是有很多很多的分裂，那么说呢，就算到一个程度，让那个真的和假的分开了。
So if there were to be a division at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel,
如果在第十六届福音教会有分裂的话
，And we pray that there will not be that kind of division at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我们会祷告，就是说就不会有那样一个内心的分裂出现在我们第十六届教会。
But if there were to be such a division, you and I have got to pray that we will be on the right side of the division rather than the wrong side.
所以如果真的出现这样的分裂的话呢，你我都要去祷告，祷告说我们应该站在正确的那一边，而不是站在错误的那一边。
Sometimes these divisions are very minor.
所以有时候这样的分裂呢，非常的微小。
And we must do what is right, even in the minor situation.
所以呢，就是说是我们必须呢去做正确的事情，就算我们是少数派。
But verse 1 says, sometimes they're much greater than that, even denying the Lord who bought them.
所以呢，第一节是说，甚至比这有更加严重的事情，他们甚至否认买他们的主。
And the division may be a theological or a practical division, but the issue is the Lord on this side or that side? And they may very well say, the Lord is on this side, but I'm on the other side. Oh dear.
这个里面呢，就是有可能有神学方面的分裂，或者说实践方面的分裂。但是呢，现在的问题是主站在哪一边？那么说主有可能站在这一边。那么说有些人说呢，我宁愿站在我这一边。哎呀。
Verse 2, many will follow their destructive ways.
第二节说那些许多人随从他们毁灭的道路。
Remember now, the plan of the evil one is to destroy.
所以你们大家记住，那个魔鬼他的计划是毁灭。
The Savior is the Creator.
所以我们的救主是造物主。
The devil is the destroyer.
所以魔鬼他是个毁灭者。
So we can learn much about what's going on. Just watch. And if there's destruction, the devil's behind it.
所以我们会知道很多事情，你只通过观察。如果那里出现了毁灭，那么说是后面肯定是魔鬼在那里。
And as a result of that, it says, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed.
因为这个里面接着说那便叫真理的道路因他们的缘故被毁谤。
False teacher will ultimately lead to a blasphemy against the way of truth.
所以那个就是那个假的那种教义呢它通常呢会就是领道就是说是真理道路去亵渎真理。
And verse 3 says, by covetousness,They will exploit you with deceptive words.
第三节继续说，他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。
That probably means that the motivation behind the false teacher is he will get something for himself.
这里就有可能说那个假教师他的动机呢，就是传这样的假教义，就是说他会为自己取得一些利益。
The false teacher will often teach for money.
假教师通常呢会为了钱而去教导。
I marvel, wherever I go in the work of God, I see indication of money being very important.
所以呢，我就很奇怪，就是说呢，如果呢有些事情呢，他们就是在走在神相反的方向。钱都是重要的。
If you go on a website looking for information about a church or a religious organization, you will often find the strongest part of the website is how you can give them money.
所以这个如果你在那个网络上去查那些教会和其他的宗教组织的信息的话呢，通常呢他们的重点放在你怎样可以向他们捐钱上面。
And I'm always disappointed when I see that, and I say, why is money so important?
通常呢会感到非常的失望。我说为什么钱这么重要呢
？Covetousness, the person who's running the organization often says.If we can get more money, then maybe I can get more money for myself.
所以呢，贪心总是说呢，如果那些教会的那些领导呢，他说呢，如果我们能够筹集更多的钱呢，也许我自己也能多搞点钱。
Or it may be covetousness for power, or for prestige, or for prominence. Many, many different things will appeal to people.And they'll say, if we do this, people will say, I'm pretty good.
所以呢，其中呢，那些贪心呢，有时候呢，大多数时候是为了权力，为了他们的后代，为了他们的那样的繁荣成功。他说呢，也许如果我这么去得到钱的话呢，也许对我有很多利益。
And they will often appeal to the covetousness in the hearts of the people that they're speaking to.
他们通常呢会去利用他们要讲话的那些对象的那些人内心的贪心去做。
And they will say, if you follow me, why, you'll be rich.
他们说呢，如果你跟从我的话，你就会有钱。
Well, I kind of like that. That makes a lot of sense.
所以呢，我还是比较喜欢那样，这样好像很有道理。
One of the men who used to come to this chapel, he told us this story.About a man who came to him once.
所以呢，其中一个人呢，他过去来跟我们教会，他就说他讲了一个人，就是有一次到他那里去。
And he said to him, I've got an idea. This is a good idea. You put your money with me, and you will be rich.
他说呢，我有个好的主意，这个主意呢非常的好。如果你把你的钱放在我这里，你就会变得富有。
And he turned to the man and he said, "Are you rich?"
他就转身对那个对他说话人说：“你有钱吗
And the man said, "Well, no, I'm not."
他说：“没，我没有钱。
Well, he said, "If you don't have enough sense to put your money in the right place to make you rich, why would I trust that I would give you my money and I would be rich?"
他就说呢，如果连你自己都没有那样的感觉，把你的钱放在正确的地方，让你自己变得有钱，那我为什么要相信你把我的钱放在你那里，让我有钱呢？
He said, "You come back and see me when you're rich, and then I maybe give you some money."
他说："当你有钱了以后，你再来找我，也许呢，我会投资一点钱在你那里。
Don't be covetous.
不要贪心。
Don't want more money. That's not what it's all about. John the Baptist was not rich."
你们不要想赚更多的钱，这个并不是非常重要的事情。施洗约翰他并不有钱。
How do you know he wasn't rich?
你怎么知道他不有钱呢？
Because he had locusts for lunch, that's how you know.
因为他呢，午餐呢，吃蝗虫，这就是你怎么知道他没钱的。
All right, and so verse 3 ends up with, their judgment has not been idle, their destruction does not slumber, they will ultimately pay.
你这个里面的第三节继续说呢，他们的刑罚自古以来并不延迟，他们的定罪也不打盹儿，所以他们最终呢要为他们的罪呢付上代价的。
So be careful who you follow.
所以要非常的小心你跟从的人。
Be careful, listen closely to what they say.
所以呢要非常仔细小心，静静的去听他说什么。
And check everything out against the Bible.
所以呢，让他说的每一件事情都去和圣经对照。
So now verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment.
第四节说，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，就在黑暗的锁链中留到审判的时候。
Remember, God judged the angels that sinned.
所以呢，你们大家记住，那些犯了罪的天使，神审判了他们。
If God judged the angels, then he is going to judge the false teachers, and he will judge those who follow the false teachers.
如果神已经审判了天使，那么他将会审判那些假教师，同样也会审判那些跟从假教师的人。
And then another example, verse 5.
所以另外举了个例子，在第五节。
God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of the eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly.
又接受神也没有宽容旧的世界，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世界，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
What did the people say to Noah a week before it started to rain?
因为当那个就是说开始下雨前一个星期，那些人对挪亚说了什么呢
？They said, "You're crazy, Noah."
而挪亚，你是疯子。
You've wasted 100 years building that crazy boat in your backyard.
所以呢，你浪费了100多年去建一个疯子在才会建的在你后院的船。
Noah said, "Because God is going to judge us, that's why I built the boat."
所以挪亚说呢，因为神要审判我们，所以这就是为什么我要建那艘方舟。
They said, "Noah, you look back as far as you can, not just the last week, but all the way back. God has never judged the people like that. He's not going to do it next week."
因为他们会跟挪亚说，挪亚，你回顾一下，就算说是一个星期之前，还有更远的时候，神从来不会以那种方式，神从来没有以那种方式审判过人。那么在一个星期以后，他也不会以这样的方式审判人。
But a week later, when it was raining, they said, Noah, let us in. Let us in the boat, Noah. It's raining, Noah. Let us in.
因为一个星期以后下了雨的时候，他们就说，诺亚，诺亚，让我们进来呀，这下雨了，让我们进去吧。
So, God's judgment will come. False teachers will be judged.
神的审判会来，那些假教师呢，一定会受到审判。
In the short run, false teachers look like they are the successful ones.
所以在短期内，那些假教师看起来呢是非常成功的人士。
Very often the biggest churches are wrong.
所以呢，通常呢，那些大的教会，最大教会都是错的。
Almost always the richest people are wrong.
所以呢，基本上呢，总是那样的，那些最有钱的人都是错的。
What's going to happen? God is going to judge.
所以会发生什么呢？神会审判。
Verse 6.
第六节。
God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly.
第六节说，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆。焚烧成灰，作为后来那些不敬虔之人的鉴戒。
Are there people in Canada? No. Are there people in Vancouver today who sin like the people did in Sodom and Gomorrah?
所以，当今在我们的温哥华，有没有那些人呢？他们像索多玛和蛾摩拉那样的人去犯罪了
？Yes.
是的。
A whole lot of them.
有很多。
Now, are there churches in Vancouver that say that if you sin like Sodom and Gomorrah, that's okay, you can still be a Christian?
有没有那些在当今的温哥华的教会说呢，如果你像俄摩拉、索多玛、俄摩拉那样的去犯罪，你仍然可以成为基督徒呢？
And the answer is yes.
这答案是是的。
So my friend married a wife.
所以我的朋友娶了个妻子。
And she left my friend. And she went off with another man and then into much sin.
所以然后呢，他离开了我的朋友，然后和另外一个男人在一起，犯了很多的罪。
And instead of repenting, she went to a church that said they believed in Jesus and it was okay to leave your husband and your children and go off and do all kinds of bad things.
但是他却不悔改。他去到了一个教会，他们说他们相信主耶稣基督，但是呢，如果你离开你的丈夫和离开你的孩子们，去和另外的男人在一起，去做很多坏事，干犯很多罪，那是没问题的。
What does it mean that Sodom and Gomorrah became an example?
那么说呢，索多玛和俄摩拉成了个例子是什么意思呢？
It means what God did.To Sodom and Gomorrah, he will do.
所以呢，这个意味着呢，神在索多玛和俄摩拉上所行的，他将来也会去做。
He'll do it again.
他会再次去做。
Sin will be judged even if there are false preachers who will teach it.
所以呢，罪一定会得到审判，就像那些假讲道人他们所讲的是对的。
But in a wonderful way, verse 7, it says, He delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed with the filthy conduct of the wicked.
所以呢，奇妙的事情是在第七节说呢，神只搭救了那位恶人、言行忧伤的义人罗德。
Verse 8, For that righteous man,Dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds.
第八节说，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的义魂就天天忧伤。
Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment.
第九节说，主知道如何搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留到审判的日子等候刑罚。
So what would you do if you lived in a society that was like Sodom and Gomorrah, and you knew it was going to be judged?
所以呢，如果你生活在一个这样的社区，他们的行为像索多玛、俄摩拉那样的，那么说你知道将来要受审判，你会怎么做呢？
The amazing thing is, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged, but Lot was not. Lot got out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
最奇妙的事情是，索多玛、俄摩拉呢，他们受到了审判，那么呢，神呢却搭救了罗德，让罗德呢，那神把他带出了索多玛、俄摩拉。
So that's very kind of God not to have judged Lot.
所以这是一个非常的有慈爱心的神，他不审判罗德。
But what did Lot lose apart from his life? What did he lose when Sodom and Gomorrah was judged?
那么说呢，当索多玛和俄摩拉受审判的时候，罗德失去了什么呢？
Answer, just about everything.
答案是基本上失去了一切。
He lost his wife.
他失去了他妻子。
He lost his sons.
他失去了他的儿子们。
He lost his daughters-in-law and probably other daughters.
他呢失去了他的女婿们，大也许其他的女儿们。
And the daughters that he did lose, sorry, that survived the devastation, those daughters brought him shame.
所以那些幸存下来的那几个女儿给他带来了羞耻。
He lost all his things.
他呢把他所有的东西都失去了。
And he lost his reputation.
他也失去了他的名誉。
He was alive.
他呢就是个说谎的。
That's wonderful, but he lost a lot.
所以呢，但很奇妙的是呢，他失去了很多东西。
Is it true that there will be some Christians in heaven like Lot?
所以这个是不是个事实？有些基督徒在天堂像那个罗德那样的呢？
Lot lost his reward.There will be Christians in heaven who will be in heaven, but they will have lost their reward because they compromise with the false teaching of the day.
所以呢，就是说罗德呢失去了他的奖赏，但是呢，在天上呢有那样一些基督徒呢，就是说是他们会失去他们奖赏，因为他们在这个时候对那些假教师妥协。
So, the warning is.Watch out for false teachers and don't follow them.
所以现在的警示呢，是你要去观察那些假教师，不要跟从他们。
So I say, how does this fit us today?
我就说呢，这个怎么样用到我们头上呢？
Where will you find false teachers?
在哪里去发现那个假教师呢？
Everywhere.
到处都有。
So what do you do to keep from false teachers?
所以呢，你要做什么才能远离那些假教师呢？
Well, you spend a lot of time going to wherever you can to learn the truth rather than that which would lead you astray.
所以呢，你要尽量花时间去到你可能去的地方去学习真理，而不是去那些能把你带偏路的那些地方去。
So some people say, well, I think what I will do is I'm going to go to a church down the street because it's closer to me than coming all the way to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我就去我们街对面那个教会，因为它比去第十六届福音教会要近得多。
And I often say to them, "Where are you going to fellowship?" Where are you going to learn the truth of God?
所以我通常会说呢，你在哪里谈去？你在哪里学习神的真理呢？
And I say, well, they say, well, I'm going to go to this church down the street.
他们说呢，我就会下到我那个街对面那个教会去。
And they say, I say to them, and are they going to teach you all the truth of God?
所以我跟他说呢，他们会教你所有的神的真理吗？
And they say, well, no, but they're pretty good. They don't do everything right, but it's pretty good.
所以他们说不不不，他们呢，不会教所有的神的真理。他们呢，就是说是有时候做错一些事情，但是他们还是很好的人。
And then I go back to them a few years later, and I say, where are you fellowshipping? Are you still at that church? What do they usually say?
很多年以后呢，我又碰到他们，我说你现在在哪里团契呢？你仍然去那个教会吗？他们教了你些什么东西呢？
They usually say either that church wasn't very good, I decided to go to another one that wasn't very good.
所以他们通常会说呢，那个教会不太好，我去了另外一个也不太好的教会。
Or they often say, I've decided not to go to any church anymore.
或者他们说呢，我已经决定不去任何的教会了。
Don't follow the false teacher.
不要跟从那些假教师。
The false teacher will be judged, and you will be judged along with the false teachers. Don't follow the false teachers.
所以呢，那些假教师会受到审判，你也会跟着那些假教师一起受审判，所以不要去跟从假教师。
Okay, so what do we know about false teachers?
所以我们对那些假教师了解多少呢？
Verse 10.
第十节。
Especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority.
那些随从肉体污秽的情欲轻慢统治者的更是如此。
So their characteristics, the leadership, the people who...teach and train in these places, in churches or in the world. First of all, they walk according to the flesh.
所以那些就是说是通常呢，在世界或者是在教会的那些领导，他们的特征呢，他们是随从肉体污秽的情欲。
They do things that the flesh wants to do rather than what the spirit wants them to do. But in addition, they let you do what the flesh wants to do, what you want to do.
所以他们呢是随从那个肉体的去做事情，而不是是随从灵去做事情。他们呢同样呢，他也要你随着你的肉体去做事，随着你想要做的事情你就去做。
So I saw a little, I guess it's a, I don't know what it is. I saw something on the internet the other day.
所以呢，有一天我在网上看到一些东西。
And it says, basically, when you preach, what should you preach?
他们基本上说，当你讲道的时候，你应该讲什么。
And so it had two examples.
他们这里有两个例子。
One example says, this church says, If you think you have a need, you come and see us. We maybe can help.
他们的这个教会说呢，如果你有什么样的需要，你来到我们这里，我们有可能帮到你。
And the other side says, if you keep sinning, you will go to hell.
所以另一个教会说呢，如果你一直犯罪，你会下地狱。
And the question is, which should it be? Should your church simply say, if you've got a problem, come and see us? Or should the church say, if you continue in sin, you're going to go to hell? Which should it be?
那么呢，这两个教会哪一个应该是这样的样子呢？一个说呢，如果你有麻烦，你来到我们这里，我帮助你；一个说呢，如果你继续犯罪，你会下地狱。哪一个应该是的样子了？
And the caption in the presentation said, clearly, you want to do this, don't do that.
所以呢，就是说是那个展示，他说呢，非常清楚的，你应该做这个，不要去做那个。
So, if you go to a doctor, and you say to the doctor, Doctor, I think I've got a problem, what do you think I should do?
如果你去看医生，你跟医生说呢，医生，我病了，我应该怎么做呢？
Would you like the doctor to say, take this bandage, you'll be all right? Or would you like the doctor to say, I'm sorry to say, you've got cancer, you've only got a year to live?
所以呢，你就是愿意这个医生说呢，啊，你现在呢把这个绷带再缠上就行了，或者是医生说呢，你得了癌症只能活一年了。
And so you say, I'd like to go to the doctor who's going to tell me the truth, please.
所以你就说呢，我想去见那个医生，会告诉我真相的。
Make sure that you tell people what they need to know, rather than what will make them happy.
你要确保你去告诉别人的就是他们需要知道的事情，而不是说一些让他们高兴的事情。
I think it's true. We often get more people to 16th Avenue Chapel on a Sunday morning if we have a fellowship lunch than if we don't.
所以这个呢，我这也是个事实。我通常会发现呢，当我们聚餐的时候，星期天的早上呢，会也比跟不聚餐的星期天早上来的人更多。
Some people come for a good lunch rather than to have their heart fed by the Lord Jesus.
所以有些人呢，他们来呢就是为了吃顿午餐，而不是说让主耶稣基督充满他们的心。
All right, so the people who are the people who are leading people astray walk according to the flesh. They do what the body wants now, and they say, I'm going to preach to people who want what the body wants now, rather than what the soul needs forever.
所以那些带人走偏路的那些假教师呢，通常呢，他们讲的是呢，按照他们的肉体的情欲去做事儿。他们呢，就是说是啊，也去教导人，他们也按照他们肉体的方式行事，而不是去满足他们灵力的需求。
And verse 10 says they despise the authority of God.
第十节说他们轻慢统治者。
They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries.
他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的，也不知惧怕。
So, people tend to follow people of strong character.
所以呢，这些人们呢，他通常呢，倾向于跟从那些性格非常强的人。
Not necessarily people that are good, just people who are of strong character, maybe of great ability.
所以呢，并不是说是这个人呢，他要做对的事情，就是说是这个人呢，他有非常强大的性格，或者有很大的能力。
Follow the Bible, and the humble people who follow the Bible don't be impressed by the big guys who can tell you what they think they should tell you.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是你。谦卑的人呢，通常呢跟从圣经，不要跟从那些所谓的大人物，他们告诉你一些你不该知道的事情。
Verse 10, they speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord.
第十一节说，就是天使虽然力量全能更大，还不用毁谤的话在主面前告他们。
So many false religions today follow a man.
所以当今很多的那些伪宗教，他们跟从一个人。
Don't follow the man, follow the Bible.
不要跟从人，要跟从圣经。
Verse 12, these like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed speak evil.Of the things they do not understand, and they will utterly perish in their own corruption.
第十二节说，但这些人好像生来就是畜类、野兽，已被捉拿毁灭的。他们毁谤所不明白的事，必在自己的败坏中彻底灭亡。
God promises that the false teachers are going to be punished.
所以神应许呢，那些假教师一定会受到审判。
All right, verse 13 says, and they receive the wages of unrighteousness of those as those who count it a pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you.
第十三节说，因为他们以白昼宴乐为享受，必得不义的工价。他们以被玷污，又有瑕疵，正与你们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。
Much that's in the world basically says it's time for another party.
所以呢，在我们世界上，大多数人说呢，我们这是时候开另一场聚会了。
And much of the world's plan then is organized to appeal to people who want more party.
现在世界上很多的这样的那些组织呢，他们想出现的像是要给人更多的聚会。
What determines our direction in the things of God?
所以呢，什么决定我们在那个神的事情里面的方向呢？
Do we go to what we want, or do we go to what God wants?
所以我们是去到那些我们自己想要的东西呢，还是去到神想要的那些事情里面呢？
There was a politician in British Columbia a few years ago.
就几年前，在我们的 BC 省有一个政客。
He said to the populace, he said, I know you're all going to vote for what you want.
所以他对所有的那些就是选民说呢，我知道你们所有的人都想投你们想要的那些人。
I thought, what a tragedy. British Columbia should be voting for what God wants.
我说这个是多么大的一个悲剧啊！我们BC省应该是去选那个神想要的事情。
And you will find false teachers in even churches who will say, "We want to give you what you want."
所以你会发现那些假教师，就算在教会里，他们会说，我们想给你们想要的东西。
And the true teacher should say, "I want to teach you what God wants."You to know.
所以呢，那个真教师说呢，我应该教你就是神想要你知道的东西。
So I used to like to go for lunch when I was a little boy.
当他是个小男孩说，他通常呢喜欢去吃午餐。
I used to like to go to the neighbor's house.
我通常呢会跑到我邻居家去吃。
Because for lunch, Johnny's mother used to feed us.Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
所以因为在午餐的时候呢，江妮的妈妈呢会给我们吃花生酱和果酱的三明治。
And they tasted really good.
吃起来非常好吃。
And I went home and I would say to my mother, I would like peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, please.
然后我回到家跟我妈妈说，我今天午餐想吃那个花生酱和果酱的三明治。
And she would sit me down and she would give me a roast beef sandwich.
所以她就坐到下来给我做一个就是说是烤牛肉的三明治。
And I would say, I like peanut butter and jelly better.
我就说呢，我更喜欢吃那个花生酱和果酱的三明治。
And she said, roast beef is going to be, make you stronger. You need to eat the food that you should eat rather than the food that you want to eat.
所以他说呢，那个烤牛肉三明治呢会让你变得强壮，所以呢你应该去吃那些你需要吃的食物，而不是说是你想要吃的。
The sad news, I only went to Johnny's house on a very few occasions.
所以呢，悲伤的消息是我只是几次去过江妮的家里吃午餐。
My mother said, Harold, I'm going to give you good food to eat even if you don't like it today.
所以我的妈妈跟我说呢， Harold, 我要给你吃好的食物，就算你今天不喜欢吃。
I got another friend.
还有另外一个朋友。
He was very poor.
他非常穷。
His mother used to feed him sandwiches for lunch.
他的妈妈通常呢，午餐也会给他做三明治。
She took a slice of bread.
他就拿一块面包,
and she got some ketchup.
他给点那个,
and she spread the ketchup on the bread. And he ate ketchup sandwiches for lunch every day.
他每天午餐呢,
did it taste good?
那个吃起来好吃吗?
Yeah.
有点好吃。
Was he strong?
他强壮吗?
What you want to make sure is that you get the food God wants to give you. Even if it doesn't taste good, the devil knows how to give you ketchup or peanut butter and jelly, but he'll give you that which you want, but it might not make you strong.
因为你要确保去吃神呢，赐给你，让你变得强大的这样的食物。魔鬼呢，他有可能给你那些，就是说是番茄酱，或者说是花生酱果酱做的那些三明治，也许你吃起来好吃。So
what more do we learn about these people? Verse 13, they will receive the wages of unrighteousness.
对这些人，在我们了解多少呢？第13节说呢，他们必得不义的工价。They
are those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime.
因为他们那些就是在以白夜享宴乐为享受。I've
heard of some preachers who say, my objective is that I want everybody to leave the church with a smile on their face.
因为我听到有一个讲道人说呢，他的目标就是说是，当听完他讲道以后离开教会的时候，每个人脸上都带着笑容。Then
I heard about Jonathan Edwards.
然后听到 Jonathan Edwards.
He preached a sermon one day called "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God."
记得有一次讲一篇道呢，就是罪人在一个愤怒的神的手里。
It was so bad that day that many of the people in the audience, when he was preaching, reached over, grabbed the post that held the church together and hung on, lest they were going to be killed right there in the pew.
所以他们的那个讲的如此的严重，所以当天呢，听他讲到的人呢，很多人呢抱着那个支撑那个教堂的那个柱子，柱子抱得紧紧的，以免就是说在那个时候他们被杀了。At
10 o'clock that night, certain people in the town who'd never even been in the church that morning were falling down on their knees before the Lord, crying for forgiveness because they had heard about the sermon and they didn't want to be a sinner in the hands of the angry God. They wanted to be forgiven.
因为在那天晚上呢，在那个城市里面的很多人，甚至有些人呢，他们都没有去过教会，听过讲道，在那一天晚上呢，他们都跪在地上请求神来宽恕他们，因为他们不想成为那样一个罪人，因为将那听到讲的那篇道，他们不想成为那样的罪人，在愤怒的神的手中，他们想要得到神的赦免。
It isn't always important that everybody be happy. It is important that everybody hear the truth of God.
其实呢，就是每个人呢非常高兴，并没有那么重要。更重要的事情呢，是每个人知道神的真理。
Verse 13 says, these teachers are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you.
所以这个第13节说，那这些假教师呢，他们被玷污，又有瑕疵，正在与你们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。
What we need is not more parties. We probably need more prayer meetings, but I'm not sure that we need more parties.
我们所需要的并不是更多的聚会，而是更多的祷告会。我觉得我们不需要更多的那样的聚会。
All right, verse 14. These people have eyes full of adultery.
第14节说，这些人呢，满眼是奸淫。
That's very sad.
这个是非常的悲伤的。
These false teachers don't have hearts that are pure.
所以这些假教师，他们的内心都不纯洁。
These people cannot cease from sin.
这些人呢，他们止不住犯罪。
Is that true? Is it possible for people to be at a point where they cannot cease from sin?
所以这个是真的吗？是可能的吗？ 就是人到了一个点上，他们都停止不了去犯罪。
Yes, the Lord Jesus in John 8 says that we become a slave to sin. You can't stop.
所以这个也是的，所以主耶稣基督在约翰福音第八章里说呢，我们会成为罪的奴仆，所以呢，我们停止不了犯罪。
I told you about my friend who's a medical doctor.
我这告诉过你们我的一个朋友，他是个医生。
And he was treating a drug addict in emergency ward a few years ago.
在那几年前，在那个急救的那个病房里，在治疗一个毒瘾上瘾的人。
And he said to the man, he said, "Why don't you stop using drugs? This is terrible. This is killing you. Why don't you stop?"
所以呢，他这个那个人说：“为什么你不停止吸毒呢？这个太可怕了，最终呢你会死在这个上面。为什么你不停止呢？”
And the man said to him, "I've tried hundreds of times to stop. I can't stop."
所以那个吸毒人说呢：“我已经试过超过100次了，但是呢我却停止不了吸毒。”
What's the answer?
答案是什么？
Don't start.
你就不要开始吸。
The easiest way to stop is don't start.
所以呢，最就是容易的办法就是不要开始吸。
And the second easiest way to stop is to repent before the Lord and cry out to the Lord and say, "Lord, see, cause my sin to stop. Help me. I want to stop." These people couldn't stop. They're the leaders. They're the teachers.
因为第二容易的事情，你就向主呢呼求，然后悔改。你说主了，帮助我，帮助我，让我停止犯这些罪。那么这些人呢，他们是领导，就是也是一些教师，他们自己都止不住要犯罪。
And they're beguiling unstable souls. That means that they're not strong themselves. They're falling themselves.
所以引诱那不坚固的魂，这个呢，就是说呢，他们连自己呢，就是说是都控制不了自己。They
have a heart trained in covetous practices. They are accursed children.
所以他们心中习惯了，他乃是被咒诅的孩子。Now
that's very, very sad. You look at these people, very often politicians. Very often the movie stars, the great athletes, those who get all the press in the papers, you look at them and they seem to be so successful.
所以这个呢是非常的那个，就是说是你去看看那些非常的，就是成功的那些人士，你去看看那些呢，就是说是那些在报纸上出现的那些运动员、有名的、成名的人，他们通常呢都控制不了自己。
And then after you read a little bit about what happened in their lives, and they give you stories that break your heart.
所以呢，通常呢，在最后呢，你听到了他们的故事，或者是看到了他们的人生，通常呢，会让你感到心碎。
They were famous for a while, but even during that time, we read very often of the terrible heartache that they went through on the inside.
所以呢，他们呢就在一段时间非常的有名，就算在他们成功的那个时间呢，在他们内心呢，通常呢有非常令他们心碎的事情发生。So
they have a heart trained in covetous practices. They're always seeking more for themselves.
所以呢，他们心中习惯了贪婪，他们通常呢寻求的都是为他们自己的事情。
And they are what we call accursed children.
他们呢，被这里被称之为是被咒诅的孩子。
The curse of God is upon them, and consequently, the sorrows must follow.
所以神的咒诅呢，是在他们身上呢，最终呢，那些苦难会跟随而来。
So again, I go back in my own mind and I say, what is it that's going to make a person happy?
现在再一次呢，我自己在想呢，什么能够让一个人呢感到高兴呢？
And the answer is doing what is right today in order for a better tomorrow is far more important than squandering and forgetting about tomorrow and do what's fun today.
所以呢，就是说你今天做一些好的事情，那么让明天呢变得更好，远远比那个说是忘记将来要发生什么，明天发生什么，今天呢就做一些让你高兴的事情。
All right, is that important?
这个重要吗？
So you take a 5-year or 6-year old and you say to him, Johnny, today you've got to go to school.
所以呢，你去找一个5到6岁的孩子，你说 Johnny, 你今天要上学。
Johnny says, I don't want to go to school. I want to stay home and play.
所以呢，就是说呢， Johnny 说，我今天我不想上学，我想待在家里玩。
Mommy says, but Johnny, you must go to school.You have got to learn. You go to school today.
所以呢，妈妈跟他说呢，江宁今天必须上学，你要学东西，所以今天上学去。
Was it right that Johnny go to school today?
那么今天江宁上学是对的吗？
Yes.
是的。
Okay. He has to learn. You've got to invest today in what is best for tomorrow.
所以呢，他必须要学。你今天呢，必须去做一些投资，然后呢，得到更好的东西在明天。
Is that true for the Christian?
这个对基督徒来说也是真的吗？
Yes.
是的。
Every day we get the choice.
每一天我们都要做出选择。
Every day we can invest or every day we can play.
所以每天呢，我们或者说做投资，或者说玩儿。
What are you going to say?
你会怎么说？
I'd like to play, but I'm going to invest.
说我喜欢玩，但是我要去做投资。
That's life. The Christian lives that.
这就是人生，基督徒呢靠这个而活。
The man in the world doesn't live that.
所以在这个世界上的人，他不靠这个而活。
And the great heroes that we have in the world who are teaching the world and leading us astray, they are all saying, forget tomorrow, sin today and enjoy your sin.
所以这个里面呢，就是说我们在这个世界那些的伟大的所谓的英雄，他们领导这个世界，他们领导人们走偏路的，他们会说呢，你不要去想明天，那么说呢，今天快乐就可以了，去享受你的罪。
Verse 15 says, they've forsaken the right way and gone astray. They're following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who lovedthe wages of unrighteousness.
第十五节说他们离弃正路就走差了，随从以尔之子巴兰的路，巴兰就是那贪婪不义之工价的。
And you remember the story of Balaam in the book of Numbers, don't you?
你们大家都记得巴兰的故事在那个民数记里是不是呢？
And the king of Balak came to him, King Balak, and he said to him, you prophesy against the children of Israel.
因为当时那个王呢，贝奈呢，他跟巴兰说呢，你去那个就是诅咒那些以色列的人民。
And he basically said, I know God, and I would like to serve God, but how much will you pay me?
他基本上说呢，我认识神，我想要去服侍神，那么我这么做，你付我多少钱呢？
And so Balak paid him a little.And he went off to curse the children of Israel, but God wouldn't let him.
因为这个巴兰呢，贝南呢，他呢就是付了他一点点钱，他呢就是去诅咒以色列人，但神却不让他去。
So Balak said to him, I think I know the problem.
所以贝莱说呢，我知道啊，问题出在哪里。
If I pay you more.I think you'll do what I want you to do and prophesy what I want you to prophesy.
所以说呢，如果我给你更多的钱，你可能会做我想要你做的事，或者说预言说我想要你说的。
And many Christians would do exactly the same And if you pay them more, why, they will change their story.
所以这个里面很多当今的基督徒呢也是这个样子，如果你付他更多的钱呢，他们就会改故事了。
Don't follow Balaam.
不要跟从巴兰。
He did a lot in order to make more money.
他做了很多事情呢，就是为了赚更多的钱。
Should Christians be rich?
基督徒应该有钱吗？
We're probably all more rich than we should be.
我们所有人，我们大概呢，比我们本来该有的都有钱。
Verse 16 says, Balaam, was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet.
第十六节说，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴用人的声音拦阻先知的狂妄。
God had to use a donkey to talk some sense to Balaam.
所以神必须呢用一个驴去跟那个先知讲一些罪。
Now, verse 17 says, these false teachers are wells without water.
第十七节说这些人是无水的井。
They are clouds carried by a tempest.
是狂风吹蔽的云。
To whom the gloom of darkness is reserved forever.
有墨黑的幽暗永远为他们存留。
I can only imagine what it would be like to be out in the desert.
所以呢，我基本上可以想象出来在那个沙漠里是什么样的感觉。
And be thirsty, thirsty, thirsty.
渴呀渴呀渴。
And see a well over there.
就突然发现了一个井。
And struggle, struggle, struggle to get to the well.
所以呢，挣扎着挣扎的摸到井边。
And you drop a pebble down the well.
所以呢，你把一个东西扔到那个井里去。
And instead of hearing sploosh,
你并没听到一个
You hear clunk.
你听到咣当。
And you say, there's no water in that well.
你说水里没有井啊，这个井没水。
Okay, all kinds of people will tell you big things, but when they're finished and they've got your money or your time, when it's all over, there's no water for you to be refreshed.
所以这个呢，很多人呢，他都会告诉你一些很大很多的事情，然后花了你很多钱和时间，当一切结束以后呢，他没有一滴水可以解你的渴。
What is the great theme of the last chapter in your Bible?
所以在你的就是圣经的最后一章里的那个伟大的主题是什么呢？
He that is athirst, let him come and drink.
所以那些渴了的人让他们来喝。
The Bible will give you the refreshment. It'll give you the water that life around you cannot give you.
你这个里面的圣经呢，它会让你更新，它会赐给你那样的水，在你周围的世界不能给你的。
These are clouds carried by a tempest.
他们是狂风吹蔽的云。
To whom the gloom of darkness is reserved forever. There are clouds in the sky, and they come along, and they blow right over, and then it gets dark. And not only did you have nothing to drink during the day, but you've got nothing to drink at night either.
这个有墨黑的幽暗永远为他们存留。天上有一片云，它像这样，有风呢把它吹来，吹来变得越来越黑，越来越黑呢，就是说呢，你呢就是说没有一滴水降下来给你喝，就算到了晚上都没有水给你喝。
Verse 18, when they speak great swelling words.
第十八节说他们说虚妄自夸的大话。
Of emptiness.
所以呢就是自夸，就是完全是虚妄。
Sounds a lot like the book of Ecclesiastes, doesn't it?
听起来很像那个传道书，是不是？
Solomon said, I'm going to get money, I'm going to get fame, I'm going to get knowledge, I'm going to be a builder, I'm going to be a scientist. He had all these great ambitions for himself, and they were all words of emptiness. He got them, and there was nothing there.
这个里面所能明说呢，他想要富有，他想要有名，他想要建造，他想要成为科学家。但是呢，他所有的那些呢，最终呢，他都得到了以后呢，他发现呢，完全是虚妄虚空。
Says they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through licentiousness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error.
后面接着说，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事，引诱那些刚才逃离妄行的人。
Who would be the ones who have escaped from those who live in error?
所以呢，谁是那些已经逃离了的那些妄行的人呢？
Well, that would be the Christian, wouldn't it?
应该是基督徒们，对不对？
We live in people who live in, we live with people who've lived in error. But the Christian says, no, I'm not going to do that. And they have, the Christian has escaped.
所以呢，就是我们就和那些就是说是有错误、有妄行的人合在一起。那么说呢，基督徒说呢，不，我们不能那么去做。所以基督徒们逃离了。
So what do these false teachers want to do?
那么这些假教师想做什么呢？
They want to speak to people like you and me who have been saved and we've been delivered from the lifestyle that's so bad, and they want to speak to us to lure us back into that.
所以呢，他们呢想对你我这样的基督徒得救的人呢，他想跟我们说话，说话呢又用那些就是说我们已经逃离了过去的那种不应该有的那个生活方式，让我们引诱我们回到那里去。So
they give great swelling words.
所以他们呢用那个非常大的话。And
then they promise things that will satisfy the flesh. They allure through the lusts of the flesh.
所以他们也就是承诺引诱那些肉身的和情欲喜欢的邪淫的事情。And
then they allure through licentiousness.
所以他们呢引诱你们去做一些邪淫的事。Now
I don't know what the word licentiousness translates into Chinese.
我不知道那个就是邪淫在这英文中文你翻译成什么。
But the word license is an interesting word.
但是那个，就是说是，那个牌照是一个非常有意思的事情，词。
Okay, so that's my driver's license.
这是他的驾照。What's
this allow me to do?
这个允许我去做什么呢？
It allows me to go out on the street and drive a car.
它是允许我在街上开车。
Now, if you didn't have one of these, could you drive a car?
如果你没有驾照，你能开车吗？
No, you'd say, you would say, I want to drive a car. I'd say, you can't drive a car. You don't have the right to drive a car. You don't have a license.
你说呢？ 就是说我想开车，我就跟你说，你不能开车，你也不允许被开车，因为呢，你没有驾照。
And so the law says, if you don't have a license, you can't drive a car on the street.
所以呢，那个就是说是法律说，如果你没有驾照，你不能在街上开车。If
you don't have a license, you can't drive a truck.
你如果没有那个就是说是驾照，你不能开一个卡车。But
you say, okay, it's not bad to drive a truck, but I could drive a truck anyway because I have a license.
所以你说呢，就是开卡车应该还是挺好的。我可以开卡车，因为我有驾照。
Now, the devil says, The Bible says you shouldn't sin. Don't sin.
现在呢，圣经说呢，你不应该犯罪，不要犯罪。
But the devil says you could sin because you see you're a Christian.
所以呢，但是魔鬼说呢，你知道吗？你可以犯罪，因为你是个基督徒。
And all your sins have been forgiven.
你的罪呢，都得到赦免。
So if you all your sins were forgiven, then you could sin one more. Wouldn't make much a difference because it's going to be forgiven anyway.
所以说，他说，如果你的所有罪都得赦免，那你再干一件罪，再犯一次罪也没什么，因为你的所有的罪呢，也都得到赦免，不多这一次。
And so the devil's argument is, you can sin because you have a license to sin.Because all your sins have been forgiven. He can't sin because his sins haven't been forgiven. But you could sin because your sins have been forgiven.
所以魔鬼说呢，你可以犯罪，你因为你有这样的执照去犯罪，因为你的罪呢都得到了赦免。他不能犯罪，因为他的罪还没有得到赦免。所以你有执照犯罪，你可以犯，你的罪可以得到赦免。
So that's what that word licentious means.
所以这个就是我们这里翻译成邪淫的事情的意思。
Okay, the devil will tempt you, and the devil will say, you go ahead and sin, because all your sins have been forgiven anyway. The other person couldn't do that, but you can, because all your sins have been forgiven. The devil will say to you, you have a license.To sin.
所以魔鬼呢，他怎么会这样去诱惑你，说你可以犯罪，因为你所有的罪都已经得到了赦免，其他的人呢，他们不能犯罪，因为他们的罪还没有得到赦免。你可以犯罪的理由呢，是因为你有犯罪的执照，所以你就去犯罪。
Don't listen to that lie from the devil.
不要听从魔鬼那样的谎言。
All right.Let's keep going here. verse 19, they promise liberty, but they themselves are slaves of corruption.
第十九节说呢，他们应许人得以自由，自己却是败坏的奴仆。
By whom, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage.
因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。
So it's possible then for a person to listen and be promised liberty, the devil will say, you're free, you can do whatever you want, you're a Christian now, you can do anything you want.
所以呢也是这样有这种可能性的，就是有人呢他应许你就是得以自由，因为那个魔鬼会说呢，你的罪呢全得到赦免，所以你想干什么就干什么，你就去犯罪就可以了。
But remember that the teachers themselves are slaves of corruption when they would lead you in the wrong direction.
所以呢，就是要记住那些假教授呢，他们自己却是败坏的奴仆，他们会把你带到错误的方向上去。
All right, verse 20 now says, For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning.
第二节说呢，如果他们借主和救主耶稣基督的知识得以逃离这世界的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们幕后的景况就比起初更不好了。
All of which is basically saying, don't be entangled again into sin.
所有的这些呢，都告诉我们不要被那个罪缠住了。
Don't listen to the false teachers.
不要去听假教师的。
So the, if you like, the Christian walks on a very narrow path.
就像呢，基督徒呢，走在一个非常窄的路上。
And the devil is trying to lead you this way or this way, any other way, but not on that narrow path. Keep your eye in the Word, on the truth of God. Keep going for God. Don't be led astray.
所以呢，你走在那个路上，那魔鬼呢，可能把你呢，就是带到这个方向，或者带到这个方向，而不是走在这个窄路上。所以你要继续的仰望神，去学习神的真理，不要让魔鬼把你带偏了。
The sad thing is that many people have been to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
最悲伤的事情呢，是很多他们来过第十六届福音教会的人。
Not all of them, if you were to meet them today, are following the Savior.
所以并不是他们所有的那些人，如果今天在街上碰到他们，对他们并不一定就跟从着救主。
What happened? Somewhere along the line, they listened to a false teacher.
所以发生了什么事情呢？在路上的某个地方，他们听到了假教师走偏了。
And so you say, Lord, please don't lead me astray.
所以呢，就是呢，你祷告说，主啊，求你呢，不要让我走偏路。
I want to keep going in the right direction. You help me. You lead me. You keep me.
所以呢，我要走在正确的方向上，求您呢帮助我，就是保守我，让我走正路。
One of the things that was easiest for me is this.
对我来说呢，就是非常容易的一件事呢，是这样。
I didn't leave 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
我并没有离开第十六届福音教会。
Now that's pretty simple, pretty obvious, but for me and for my sister, it was a big thing.
所以这是一个非常简单的、非常容易的事情，但是对我和我姐姐来说呢，是一件非常重要的事情，让我们没有走偏。
And when I traveled and I was away from 16th, probably for 7 years, but in all of those cases, I made sure that wherever I go, I got with Christians who were just like those we'd had at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以当我有一段时间不在第十六届福音教会，大概有7年的时间，我就把我的圣经带着，不管我走到哪里，我确保我要和那样一群人，就跟第十六届福音教会类似的人待在一起。
And I am very glad that I did.
我非常高兴呢，我做到了那一点。
All right, well, that's our conversation for this evening, this afternoon. Let's pray.
这就是我们今天的这样的一些谈话，让我们来祷告。
Just give me one more comment here. Verse 22 says, but as it happened to them, to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed in her own wallowing in the mire, we don't want to be like that. So just remember, that's a terrible conclusion. We wouldn't want that for ourselves. Let's pray.
所以到时候我们读一下第22节，第22节说，俗话说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃了，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚，这话说在他们身上正合适。说这一句话呢，对我们来说呢，我们不要像这样子，我们不要成为那个样子的，我们来祷告。
So Lord, we pray that you'll just protect us each one.
所以主啊，我们祷告就您的保护我们每一个人。
The fact is, Lord, that there are false teachers all around.
所以呢，事实上呢，主要这些假教师到处都是。
And the fact is, Lord, that not only are there false teachers, but behind them is the evil one.
所以主要就不仅仅是到处都是假教师，在假教师后面的都是魔鬼。
And his objective is to reach out and to devour us.
他的那个目标呢，就是说呢，来到我面前吃掉我们。
Lord, may he be defeated.In each of our lives, we pray.
所以主啊，我们祷告，怎么愿他呢，在我们每一个人的人生中都被打败。
And so we just pray that you'll bless us, lead us, help us. We pray. We're just little children, Lord. We need a good shepherd who will protect us from the evil around.
所以主啊，我们就祷告，求您呢引导我们，帮助我们。我们就像那就是一个小孩子，我们需要呢好牧人，好牧人呢他带领我们，保护我们。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.